Thanks for sticking with me right here on Professional Presence. I'm Shelley Davis Milak, continuing my conversation with Jackie Borner from Stuff the Clutter. Man, we've had a lot of great ideas come out of you today, Jackie. Thank you.
And you as well, Shelley. You're greatly organized.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I just like things to have a home. If it has a home, I feel happy. That's the way that I feel. And I really try to pick up along the way. Because, you know, it's like easy to leave your makeup on the counter in the morning and then you get home at night and then you're too tired to deal with it. But I have areas that need serious attention. You know, like I'm one of those people, like I have a built-in area in my bedroom that I don't really know what I need to use it for after 8 years of living there. It was built in by the people before me. So that's an area that I always kind of look at and go, huh. Some of those things don't belong there, but I don't really know what this is yet. So sometimes I just need to think on things. Do you notice that with people? Like they really need to define their space?
Absolutely. And I think it's always harder in your own home than for me coming in and looking at your home going, wow, that would be perfect for a jewelry armoire. Or it would just make it perfect for your mementos or something that you need close to you all the time.
Right. Like my iPhone.
Your iPhone. She's in love with her iPhone.
I am. I'm holding it and I'm rubbing it right now. So that's a great point because I feel the same way when I go into people's closets and I'm like pulling outfits together and throwing, and they're like, oh my gosh, I never would have thought about that. Because sometimes we're so close to something that we can't see it. Mm-hmm. We just can't see it. One of the things that we were talking about before was calendars. And I kind of showed you my calendar. I'm an electronic gal.
She is.
I keep my calendar color-coded so that I know not only where I need to be and when, but for what purpose, because I have a lot of different hats in my life. So for what purpose am I going to be going there? And mine is all synced over iCloud. And I'm one of those people, I have the iPhone 5. I use Siri to schedule almost everything for me. So if I need to set an appointment, Siri schedules it for me. It's just voice activated. If I need a reminder, she schedules that for me. If I need to type an email while I'm driving, she types it for me. So I'm very electronic in my organization, and my calendar is the first thing I look at in the morning, the last thing I look at night, so I know where do I need to be today, what do I need to be doing, how do I need to be dressing. But you said that it's important not how you do it, but doing it in a way that fits for you.
Absolutely, and finding your own personal style and one that works for your family. Mm-hmm. Because if you have the iPhone with all the information on it, how are you communicating that to your family? Do you have a big calendar on the refrigerator that's all color-coded so that the kids can come by, or do they all have iPhones, like mom, so that they can keep up, or is it on the Mac at home? Mm-hmm. How are you communicating with the rest of the family? Or what happens if you lose your phone? You know, so some people are more comfortable using Franklin Covey or having a month at a glance calendar, and some people use them all. Mm-hmm. It's just your style. But most of all, let's get it out of our heads so we're not trying to remember all of that.
Right. I mean, that's really the key, is getting it out of your head. I don't remember one thing from one moment to the next.
We're too busy.
Right. But I know if I pull up my phone, like I just got a thing that came up that said, you need to write your column for the magazine. Well, if I wasn't thinking about that, it would never be done.
Absolutely.
So now I know today I got a reminder, hey, got to knock this column out and check it off my list and move on to the next thing. So it's just really about whatever works for you personally.
Absolutely, what works for you.
Mm-hmm. So if you had to give like some pretty basic but effective tips or ideas for busy business people who are juggling just like all of us are, to get organized or to stay organized, what would you say in 3 minutes or less?
You know what? We're all busy. I don't care if you're the homemaker at home raising children. We all need to find a way to make things simple. Less is more, in my opinion. We have way too much stuff coming in. And if you're going to bring it in, you got to figure out a way to take some stuff out because it will accumulate, or you're going to have to add more shelving. And there's a couple challenges on my website. That one, close your eyes and see if you can walk out to your kitchen and find exactly the way to make your breakfast.
Wow.
With your eyes closed.
Oh, wow.
You should be able to walk through there like a fireman going into a firehouse trying to figure out where it is. They've got to be able to maneuver in there. And you should be able to do that. You can shop in your own home. Take a room and totally take your room apart and put everything on the counter and then place it somewhere else. You don't have to shop for new things everywhere. It's probably right there in your home.
Wow. So I know things that really trip me up are mostly the kitchen, because I feel like there's just so much stuff in the kitchen between the Easy Bake Oven and the measuring cups and the measuring spoons. And I saw someone who said, you really need one of each measuring cup.
Thank you. We're gadget people now. We always have to have a gadget to do anything, to grind our coffee, to do everything. And think back about when our grandmothers had one set of dishes, one set of glasses, one set of pans, and if we needed more, we washed them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is back to the basics.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to keep Jackie on for one more segment, because I need to explore this kitchen. It's a little bit for me because my kitchen's out of control. But I hear what you're saying, and I believe you, but it's like the next step of actually making it happen. I think that's the mental hang-up I'm having, and maybe that some other people are having. Okay, we're going to keep Jackie on for the last segment. We're going to talk about this kitchen, and then we are going to all leave and get super organized for the rest of the day. Uh-huh. I'm Shelley Davis-Milock right here on Professional Presence. Stick with me.